Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with a young man called Mark Sharp, who took part in something called the Iron Age Project, during which he lived as people did in Britain over 2,000 years ago. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
The Iron Age project took place last autumn, when 20 volunteers lived for 3 months as people did 2,000 years ago. A television program was made about their experiences. Mark Sharp, 17 at the time, was one of those volunteers. Mark, what a great opportunity to go back in time and live in the Iron Age. How did you come to join the project?
Well, the project was a joint one between the history department of the local university and a TV company. The history professors had some theories they wanted to try out, and the TV company thought it would make a good programme. They wanted everything as authentic as possible, and were keen to have people with experience of livestock. One of the things we Iron Agers had to do was look after cows and sheep. I accompanied my mum and dad, who are sheep farmers, and just the kind of people the organisers were looking for.
Did you have to do any training before the project started?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. We were shown Iron Age ways of growing food, cooking, stuff like that. We also learnt how to make the roundhouses we lived in, using wood, straw and mud. That was hard work. And it was all a bit experimental. There aren't many books on Iron Age building, and even our teachers were guessing. And it's not like you can pay a visit to an Iron Age community and ask them things.
And were the houses comfortable to live in?
It wasn't as bad as I'd expected. My bed was quite luxurious, with a mattress stuffed with feathers and a nice thick woolen blanket. And I was so tired at night that I was asleep before I could even think about not having a TV or a computer. The house was always warm too, because we had to keep logs burning all the time. Actually, I could have done without that. The smoke made me cough and my eyes watered.
Oh, I believe you wore some very colourful clothes.
Yeah, red and blue in stripes and checks. I had some trousers, which were quite tight, and a tunic with a belt, and a cloak which I was supposed to fasten with a brooch. I soon lost that. Everything was made of wool, and so I sweated a lot when I was working in the sun. A bit unpleasant, really.
So tell me something about the work you did.
I suppose you could say I was a farm labourer. We had a chief, and he set me my task for the day, though everyone discussed what needed to be done the night before. I did a lot of digging, collecting firewood and anything else that I was told to do. It was all very physical, and my muscles really ached. But being in the open air made a pleasant change from normal student life, stuck in a classroom all day.
Did you have any free time?
Well, sort of. We worked until it got dark, then we ate and went to bed. The diet was a bit monotonous, but there was always plenty of it. I was so hungry after a day's work, I'd have eaten anything. I'd imagined us sitting around the fire after our meal and telling each other stories or reciting poems, but I'm sad to say it never happened. People were too tired, I suppose.
So, was it a valuable experience?
Yes. I don't know if it helped the history professors with their theories or what the TV programme will show. Personally, I don't believe it's possible to find out how an Iron Age person really thought. I could never forget I was from the 21st century, even though I was supposedly living like an Iron Age labourer. On the other hand, It made me value things I used to take for granted, like having time for leisure. So I'm grateful for that.
Thanks, Mark. It's been interesting talking to you.
Now you'll hear part four again.
The Iron Age project took place last autumn, when 20 volunteers lived for 3 months as people did 2,000 years ago. A television program was made about their experiences. Mark Sharp, 17 at the time, was one of those volunteers. Mark, what a great opportunity to go back in time and live in the Iron Age. How did you come to join the project?
Well, the project was a joint one between the history department of the local university and a TV company. The history professors had some theories they wanted to try out, and the TV company thought it would make a good program. They wanted everything as authentic as possible and were keen to have people with experience of livestock. One of the things we Iron Agers had to do was look after cows and sheep. I accompanied my mum and dad, who were sheep farmers, and just the kind of people the organisers were looking for.
Did you have to do any training before the project started?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. We were shown Iron Age ways of growing food, cooking, stuff like that. We also learnt how to make the roundhouses we lived in, using wood, straw and mud. That was hard work. And it was all a bit experimental. There aren't many books on Iron Age building, and even our teachers were guessing. And it's not like you can pay a visit to an Iron Age community and ask them things.
And were the houses comfortable to live in?
It wasn't as bad as I'd expected. My bed was quite luxurious, with a mattress stuffed with feathers and a nice thick woolen blanket. And I was so tired at night that I was asleep before I could even think about not having a TV or a computer. The house was always warm too, because we had to keep logs burning all the time. Actually, I could have done without that. The smoke made me cough and my eyes watered.
Oh, I believe you wore some very colourful clothes.
Yeah, red and blue in stripes and checks. I had some trousers, which were quite tight, and a tunic with a belt, and a cloak which I was supposed to fasten with a brooch. I soon lost that. Everything was made of wool, and so I sweated a lot when I was working in the sun. A bit unpleasant, really.
So tell me something about the work you did.
I suppose you could say I was a farm labourer. We had a chief, and he set me my task for the day, though everyone discussed what needed to be done the night before. I did a lot of digging, collecting firewood and anything else that I was told to do. It was all very physical, and my muscles really ached. But being in the open air made a pleasant change from normal student life, stuck in a classroom all day.
Did you have any free time?
Well, sort of. We worked until it got dark, then we ate and went to bed. The diet was a bit monotonous, but there was always plenty of it. I was so hungry after a day's work, I'd have eaten anything. I'd imagined us sitting around the fire after our meal and telling each other stories or reciting poems, but I'm sad to say it never happened. People were too tired, I suppose.
So, was it a valuable experience?
Yes. I don't know if it helped the history professors with their theories or what the TV programme will show. Personally, I don't believe it's possible to find out how an Iron Age person really thought. I could never forget I was from the 21st century, even though I was supposedly living like an Iron Age labourer. On the other hand, it made me value things I used to take for granted, like having time for leisure. So I'm grateful for that.
Thanks, Mark. It's been interesting talking to you.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.